back with another podcast, and today we're talking about Carly Russell getting caught up. She basically scammed the whole world thinking that she was in danger, but apparently she was just fine the whole damn time. She was capping, straight capping. But let's look into it. Let's see what the update is. The police gave an update on a missing Alabama woman. Today, police in Alabama shared more details about Carly Russell, a 25-year-old woman who has returned home after being reported missing over the weekend. But like I said, you guys, this shit was cap. She was not missing, but she reported herself missing type shit. 25 years old. But let's get to it. Let's see. They had the conference today, and the Hoover Police Chief Nick Durzis said that an investigation into Russell's disappearance is not over, and investigators are still working to account for the 49 hours she was missing.
49 hours. And comes back home safely.
Yeah, so let's get into it. What I heard about the situation is that she was going through some type of argument with her boyfriend.
That's what someone's saying, yeah.
I don't know if that's 100% true. Y'all go ahead and do the research, but that's the news we got on it. She was basically arguing with her significant other, right?
I heard too much, because I don't know, because they said that some other guy picked her up. One of her other little boyfriends picked her up, and so they went to a hotel.
Okay. She went to the Red Roof Inn.
Yeah. So there's plenty of stories. I don't know what's true.
Right.
But what is true is what the police said. And what the police said was basically she was a nurse and she was stealing from work. She got fired for that. This was all within a couple of days before she went missing all of a sudden. She also was researching on Google of Amber Alerts. Does she have to pay for an Amber Alert? How did she get one? Yeah. And also the movie Taken. She was researching about
the movie Taken. I watched that.
And she was also researching about a one-way ticket elsewhere from out of her city. Mm. All within,
so she was basically plotting on
disappearing. Exactly.
And she went to Target for snacks. I remember.
And she went to Target before she called the police. Before they came to the scene and everything, they tracked her steps, you know, where she went, like where did she spend her money. She went to Target, bought Cheez-Its. I can't remember two other things, I believe.
They got everything snacks. Tracked.
Exactly. They got her on camera. And basically, those snacks were not in the car when the car was found while she was missing. The snacks were gone with her. So,
But the point is, she's a liar.
Another thing is, there was cameras on the highway. They're saying there was no child. There was no toddler. Yeah. There was plenty of cars passing by. Why did other people not see the toddler?
Because she was captured.
A lot of people would have called the police, you know? Been like, hey, there's a baby by themselves.
Because she initially said she was with her son, right?
No, she was by herself.
She's by herself though.
Going home from work, I believe.
So what's up with the toddler story?
There's no toddler.
There's
right?
No toddler at all.
Exactly.
So does she have a toddler?
No, she doesn't have no kids.
So she lied about having a kid, basically?
No, it's not her toddler. It was a random toddler. Like, she was on the way home. She found a random toddler on the highway. Yes.
That's what she said?
She said she seed one. She pulled over and she tried to help them and she got snatched.
That was her story?
Yes.
Oh, man. I just wanted to break it down to the folks listening.
And she
That's crazy. So she basically said that she was helping a toddler on the side of the road.
Right.
And some dudes abducted her.
Some guy abducted her, and he was with the female. But she didn't see the female because she was blindfolded, supposedly. But she heard the female voice.
And we didn't even get to the worst part of this shit. She set up a GoFundMe and collected 100 Rackingtons.
Who set it up?
She set up 100 racks.
Or her brother or her boyfriend, who set it up?
I don't know who did.
Well, they got 100
racks was taken from the community.
Sheesh. Within like one day, literally.
One day. This is crazy because she lied and she deceived, but guess what? I just think she has some type of issue. She probably gonna get some type of help after this. Maybe some jail time.
No, she doesn't have no issue. She wanted attention. That's the thing. She's definitely going to jail. That's taking issue. Her ass taken to jail. Okay?
Right. Word to that movie, too.
The fuck?
She's ridiculous. What a damn lie.
That was all. She didn't plan it very well.
No, and I would say this, like, just so advice to anybody listening.
Like, don't do nothing where it gets the police involved.
Like I was going to say, like, you got to be very careful what you're doing. And if it's illegal, you really want to not do it, or just don't do it, to be honest.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. And don't get caught up in line, because there's records of everything down to your phone tracking you.
It's down to witnesses. Cameras.
You can name a lot of things.
Dash cameras, like, oh, they were like trying to pull up the neighbor's ring cameras of her when she was coming home,
right?
And they're like, pull that up. It's crazy.
You gotta be reasonable. Use your common sense no matter what you're doing.
I think the crazy part about it all is she doesn't want to speak to the public. She doesn't want to tell anybody what happened. She wants privacy and time, but her mom is over here setting up interviews.
I think her mom has the wrong idea there. She's going for the clout. Some people, when they see a chance to get fame, they really lunge at it and they don't think about anything or anybody. And there's other people that will pause and be like, how does this affect people around me? How does it affect me long term?
You know, at first, a lot of people, we were thinking like, okay, maybe the parents didn't know anything about it. Until they came to the interview, her mom just basically didn't make no type of sense. Two different stories, made no sense, gave it all up. The story just did not add up anywhere.
Did her dad say anything?
No, he didn't say nothing. He was just standing there like...
Usually, like...
Making faces, like he felt uncomfortable. You can see his body language was like, tell, I do like, not want to be here.
Usually, women are more talkative when it comes to that sort of thing. So they're like, feel like the need to try to clarify or justify or... further explain what really happened.
You know what it is? I think with moms, especially moms, they want to make their child seem, you know, the greatest. Even if they were a killer or something.
Any sane mom exactly. wants their child to do well and look the of best course. That the child could look.
Of course. Present yeah. them, even though if it is accusations or assumptions, you know, even if they did do something wrong, at the end of the day, the parent is still going to defend them and, you know, justify the good things that they did.
Because there's even parents that will defend a serial killer's son.
It is.
There down is. To the last body.
Like, speaking of, I saw a video. It's crazy getting out a little here. Bit off topic, but I saw a little video.
No, go ahead.
And it was on the news, like, people die all the time because of shootings and stuff. And then his mom will come on and be like, my son was a good child. Girl, he just killed two bodies. Right. What are you talking about?
Especially if it's just a random body. And the mom will still defend
the
son.
Still defend. Which or, is crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
So, yeah, the mom's always going to stick up for the child in most cases, for sure.
Yeah, but the mom still needs to tell them, like, hey, what you're doing is, you know, not
the
right.
The mom probably should have just kept it on hush.
Yeah, that mom, they shouldn't have done no interviews, period, until she was ready.
She got paid a bag, though? That's maybe an incentive, though.
I feel like they got the money because she got fired from her job, you know?
Yeah, right. She got fired because she was stealing.
So she needs something. She was stealing.
She's going to go to jail for that, at least.
Also, she was searching on Google. We forgot to mention that she was searching how to steal money from a cash register without getting caught.
See, that's that dumb shit.
You're 25 years old. Why would you even search something like this?
Don't look anything illegal up. It's no point. Like, there's no point. Don't ever do that.
That's crazy.
The cops can literally see everything that you do if they want to. I believe it's called statute of limitations. They can...
Even if you delete your history, they can still find that.
Basically, the only way you could really do it safely is I know a guy that used NordVPN, and that's the only way you could really be private. And as Americans, you do have a right to privacy, and NordVPN is an option that you can pay for legally. So just want to throw that out there. But I did want to talk about YMW Melly's case just a little bit, because we are talking about, you know, the law and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. people getting caught up. And YMW Melly, he's famous rapper out of Florida, and he is accused of taking two of his friends' lives in a vehicle.
Unaliving them.
Unaliving them, that's what they call it. And it's one of the most gruesome scenes I've ever seen in the rap industry. You know what I'm saying? And Tupac and Biggie's death, a lot of people like to say that's the most gruesome death, right? You know, but that right there, if he did do it, that is one of the most...
I mean, he's sitting in the back seat.
Horrific killings I've ever seen, like...
Imagine. You're in the front seat and someone in the back is plotting the whole time.
And just an update, apparently they were sleeping. Apparently they were damn near sleeping when he did it. They're trying to, that's what the prosecutor's trying to say that he did. When they were sleeping, he just killed him in cold blood.
Wow. Wait, in the car though, right?
In the car.
Right. Where were they going? Why are they asleep?
It was right after the studio, late night. Damn. But the thing about it, the defense, they're saying, like, what's the reason he would do this? There's really not a clear motive. And this is why, like, if there's a reasonable doubt and they can't 100% prove he did it, technically, he shouldn't have to die on an electric chair. If there's not 100% proof, but they're trying to make it seem like the ballistics right. and the way everything was shot, that it was him for sure.
Exactly.
But this case is going to be a really close one, but I think he is losing. That's my consensus right now on that.
Oh, he's crazy.
If he did that, then he's literally insane. Like, you grew up with them boys. Don't matter what happened.
That's what I'm saying. And the fact that they fell asleep around him, they're not just going to fall asleep. They were comfortable. They're not just going to fall asleep if it's just a new person in the car or, you know, they don't know you. They were comfortable around him. Like, they were his best friends at the end of the day.
That was his mud brothers, literally. Like, he came up with them boys.
Like, his mom was their mom, literally. That's messed up. That's sad.
It really is. But, you know, they stayed as a drive-by. That's, they staged it as a drive-by. I don't know exactly what happened. You know, he could be innocent. You just never know, because think about it. Who would shoot their two friends in the car?
Melly. Do you see his smile? Like, you never know.
I will say this. He does say he has two people in him.
Exactly.
He says Melly and Melvin.
And maybe he does. He probably does.
I think Melly might be the cool one, or Melvin might be the evil one.
That's how it is. That's what he says.
But he's really like, you could tell he has like a, looks like an alien type of person.
You never know. Maybe he, God forbid, does have something in him, you know? And he needs.
Shit. Some people help. Really do.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be smiling in court and shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Playing around with his folk, like, kicking shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Just chilling.
So, I mean, he is a little bit, you could tell he's throwing off. He's a little thrown off. He's facing the death penalty. That's going to be... I don't think I've ever seen a rapper killed in jail.
Does that mean it's instant? Like, they have to go right away and die? Or did they give him a little time period?
I think it's going to be death row, matter of fact. Maybe in 15 years, they'll kill him.
Oh, yeah. They give him some time and then...
Right. I believe that's what...
I'm about to see who's on the death row right now. Who's on the list. Because, you know, it's like a list.
Yeah. But
I wonder if it's
I think
maybe
that, that's how it will go. I think they're not gonna kill him automatically type shit.
I don't even want to search nothing no more.
Nah, but YMW, he's really going through it right now, and there's a lot of rappers behind bars right now. Plenty. But yeah, that being said, y'all stay out the streets. You know, get a legal hustle.
Exactly.
And then we're gonna catch you on the next podcast, and we out.